From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jamie Hobbs. The growing movement against partisan gerrymandering has achieved a new first. A ballot measure approved in the midterm elections will make Missouri the first state to use a mathematical formula to try to engineer partisan fairness and competitiveness when redrawing its state legislative districts after the 2020 census. An Associated Press analysis of the new formula shows it has the potential to end the Republican supermajorities in Missouri's State House and Senate. It also could move the chambers closer to the more even partisan division that is often reflected in statewide races. One person died in Aurora, Missouri after a tornado touched down there early Saturday morning. The National Weather Service says it was an EF1 tornado that reached wind speeds of 105 miles per hour. A second tornado hit the Monette area, tearing the roof from a house. Officials in Lawrence County said the person died when the top story of a motel in Aurora sustained major damage. The county's director of emergency management, Bonnie Wilt Schulte, said two motel rooms were completely destroyed. Eric Wise is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Springfield. He says spring is typically the season when the Ozarks region sees its severe weather like this.
We sometimes actually see a smaller secondary severe season in October and in November. We're getting kind of late now here in early December that we can get some storms. They don't happen as frequent as the spring, but we can get, again, severe weather and tornadoes any month of the year here in the Ozarks.
The storms also brought down trees and caused damage to roofs and fences throughout the region. A new study from St. Louis University finds a strong link between a baby's birth weight and its risk of death. The study examined younger siblings who weighed at least a pound less than their older siblings at birth. These small babies were more than twice as likely to die within the first month of life. Maya Tobit is a professor of epidemiology at St. Louis University and one of the study authors. She says mothers with certain characteristics were also more likely to give birth to small babies.
Infants who were smaller than their siblings were born to women who were usually younger, less educated, who usually had lower socioeconomic status.
Tobit says the results may help doctors identify babies who are at risk and intervene before complications arise. The study used data from almost 180,000 women who gave birth in Missouri between 1989 and 2005. Some Missouri legislators and public health professionals are calling for a rewrite to the state's HIV laws, which they say are outdated and medically inaccurate. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that Republican Rep. Holly Rader and Democratic Rep. Tracy McCreary proposed bills in the last legislative session to reduce the state's penalties for exposing someone to HIV. They plan to present the same bills in the 2019 session. Missouri's roughly 30-year-old law states that an HIV-positive individual could be convicted of a felony if they expose a partner to the disease without the partner's knowledge or consent. The law gives a minimum 10-year sentence for transmitting HIV and a minimum 5-year sentence for knowingly exposing someone to HIV. Advocates say such laws result in questionable prosecutions and negative public health outcomes. I'm Jamie Hobbs, KBIA News, Columbia.